Mark Scar on KW Cares. It is Friday, September 16th. On the line with me is Melissa Schoenberg, the Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity, North Central Iowa. Melissa, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. And the 8th annual Women Build Day is tomorrow. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is where we have a bunch of hammers swinging and drills going and saws and women only to build all the walls for our next house. And it's just a way to invite women who maybe feel a little more intimidated to come out on the regular job site to learn some new skills. And by the end of the day, they have all the walls built.
That's pretty cool. And you're going to be working at a specific location together. So let's talk a little bit about what's going to go on that day.
Yeah, we do it in our Habitat parking lot, and we spread out different stations. We have some instructors that help teach the basics at the beginning of the day. We divide up in teams, and then they start building the walls, and they pick up on it really quick. It is so much fun, and we often have the same women come back every year just because they have so much fun with it. But then we also have the family member who we're building the house for and their family and friends that come out to join. And oftentimes it's the first time they've even touched a drill. So, and then by the end of the day, they like fight over the saw, they fight over the drills, and they just have a blast.
Talking with Melissa Schoenberg from Habitat for Humanity in North Central Iowa. And I understand, Melissa, that all the volunteers kind of help pitch in monetarily.
Yeah, so the teams of women raise money as well. They have a goal of $100 per person, so asking 10 friends for $10, but that just helps us to buy all the materials and get the house going. So this particular house is going to be in Clear Lake, and we're really excited. We're getting the lot prep ready, and we're going to build all the walls in our parking lot and then truck them over there when they're done.
People should also be aware that you can be a corporate sponsor.
Absolutely. We're always looking for corporate sponsors. We would display your logos proudly and say your names, and it really helps us. Every dollar helps, you know, whether it's helping to provide the lunch for the volunteers or breakfast or buying some of the materials. As we all know, the material costs right now have skyrocketed, so we really appreciate all the support we can get.
Melissa, what time is everything going to get underway?
So the first shift is from 9 to noon, and then we have a big lunch with everybody together, and then the second shift is from 1 to 4, and we are going to have, we have between 25 and 30 ladies usually, and some women leaders in construction that teach the skills, and then the men are welcome to come out and watch, cheer them on, help serve lunch, and whatever else they'd like to do. It'd be great to have everybody involved.
Melissa, what's it been like for Habitat for Humanity coming out of a lot of kind of supply chain issues and the obvious elephant in the room, which was the pandemic?
Yeah, you know, we just are like every other construction company, just waiting for materials to come in, trying to find subcontractors that are available. It's been challenging. We are very fortunate that we have so much support in the community that have helped us to keep going, and we just keep plugging along. We've had some wonderful sponsors, wonderful volunteers, and really, we just feel blessed. We are a Christian organization, and I think that our blessings have just kept coming despite the pandemic. So we just appreciate everybody's support for it.
I want to remind everybody that the ReStore is also another great resource.
Absolutely. So the ReStore has helped to sponsor all of our projects, and if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't be able to keep going. So anybody who shops or donates or volunteers in the store is contributing to all of our housing projects, including the homeownership. We have home repairs, and we have handicap accessible ramps. So the ReStore helps support all of that.
8th Annual Women Build Day is tomorrow, and it's going to be exciting for the ladies to get together and help put this all together in the house in Clear Lake. And Melissa, thank you so much for sharing with us. We appreciate it today.
Yeah, we appreciate you having us on, and hope everybody comes by and checks it out.
For Melissa Schoenberg, Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity, North Central Iowa, I'm Mark Scar. This is KW Cares for Friday, September 16th.